The United Nations Sunday celebrates International Mountain Day. This year, the UN is focusing on mountain forest ecosystems, which are crucial to the ecological health of the world. We spoke to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization's Assistant Director General for Forestry, Eduardo Rojas Briales, about what can be done to preserve mountain forests.
Mountain forest ecosystems are key for the protection of the soil. We have to recall that mountain regions per se are very steep regions where, of course, the effect of a heavy rainfall generates erosion if they are not protected by forests. So the main ecological contribution is the protection of soil in the conditions that are very propense to erosion. The second very related issue is, of course, the regulation of water. Of the water cycle, as mountain regions are normally areas where, with much higher rainfall. The part of this rainfall is even in form of snow. And in order to avoid negative consequences of this heavy rain or melting or and avalanches, forests are extraordinarily good swamp function that allow that this water, this very valuable water, is stored and is released progressively and not suddenly. If we have a sudden release of this rainfall or melting water, as it is a consequence in the absence of vegetation, this water will be polluted by all sediments and will most likely generate lots of damages in the lower lands, and on the contrary, if there is a sufficient forest cover, this water will be most released most slowly. And then very related to this is the energy issue, that mountains are the source of hydropower, which is a carbon neutral and a clean energy, and that is strongly related to forest cover. For example, if we compare in the Himalaya region, Bhutan, which has a very high forest cover, is building important capacities in hydrological sense for selling the electricity to India, and will allow to have a very important living standard just of that hydropower. The same situation is happening today in Austria, Switzerland, or Norway, countries that have a much more easy path towards energy supply without carbon burning, be it coal, be it petrol, or other sources, or even nuclear energy, thanks to that hydropower that is strongly based on the forest cover. These are contributions. Of course, the important biodiversity, as we have very different climatic conditions in the mountains due to the altitude and orientations. We have important landscape functions. This is important touristic potential in mountains. And of course, we have livelihoods and carbon storage. But soil, water, and hydropower are the main the main contributions of mountain forests.
And what are the chief threats to mountain ecosystems today that you're concerned with?
In global sense, mountains are together with lowlands, lowlands in the coastal areas, the two areas where climate change is going is expected to be much more critical. In the case of very low areas like these deltas or Bangladesh and so on, because rising water sea level threatens very much huge extensions. In the case of mountains, because the increment of this predicted 2 degrees in one century of average temperature would generate that the important ecosystem have to move higher in the mountains, and most likely they won't find any area to expand because they have arrived already to the top. And in this movement up of the vegetation, we might have important gaps of soil protection, forests that just collapse because of the changing climate and not sufficient time to other types of forests that are more warm and drought resistant can grow up in the meantime. So we might have important gaps in soil protection. This is the general risk, be in the Alps, in Himalaya, or in the Andes, or in mountain in Africa. Together with this, we have in the developing world, especially in very dense populated areas, problems of livelihoods, of deforestation, of unsustainable land management, especially there where still important population densities are to observe in the Andes and Africa and so on, and Himalaya, where this poverty is driving damages on the ecosystems and on the soil protection and on the forest cover that generate, let's say, conventional damages, not this unconventional one of climate change.
Finally, what can be done, what is being done to address the threats that are facing mountainous ecosystems?
We could identify three. First, the better, the healthier and the better health we can have our forest mountain ecosystems, the more we are prepared to any kind of challenge, be climate change, be socioeconomic ones, or whatever. So it's very important to restore this ecosystem where they have been degraded, to manage them accordingly, and to have them in the best shape as possible so that they can face these challenges. This is one thing. The second thing, of course, is to work further in the climate change process, so that we get not the worst scenario in force in the second half of this century, but that we might get a lower increment of temperature where still the vegetation can cope with. This is extremely important, as I comment. This is together with the lowlands, the two areas which are scheduled to be much more affected. And third is bringing the mountain agenda into the global debate, even on national level, on regional level, on global debate, because mountain areas are either very little populated, or if we are in developing countries where there's still important population in the mountains, this population is the most disadvantaged, the least visible population that is hardly heard in media and in politics of the countries. And it is very important that we get visibility of mountains in the political debate in every level, correspondingly to the key services these mountains are providing. Most of our water comes from mountains. An important part of our renewable energy comes from mountains. We need the soil protection to avoid damages in lowlands. So it's crucial, the contribution of mountains. But most of societies are driven by the areas of the population where we have much more population, which is normally the lowlands, the capitals, and mountains are taking in a certain way for granted, and it's very key to have the issues in the agenda. That's why we celebrate every year on the 11th of December, the International Day of the Mountains, to keep the international attention on mountains present.